Christian Crusaders warmly welcomes each of our listeners to our Easter Sunday radio worship service. Alleluia! Christ the Lord is risen today. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. That was the greeting of the early Christians back in the first century. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our blessed Lord. Rejoice with us, will you, as we sing the hymns of Easter and listen to that glorious resurrection message. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we rejoice on this Easter Sunday that you have been raised from the dead, and that you have won victory for us over sin, death, and the devil. God in heaven, we pray that our hearts may be warmed, our spirits filled with joy, as we know that we do not have a Savior who died and never rose, but one who lives and who is anxious to live in our hearts, to make all things new. Come, Lord Jesus, as our resurrected Lord, we pray in your holy name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Mark, beginning with verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." That's the Easter gospel. And you have heard it at least many of you, several times during the course of your life. The Christian is quick to say that the event in history that has changed his or her life more than any other is the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. There have been many discoveries or inventions that have made great impacts on society. Right now it is a computer, and that has certainly changed our whole culture, hasn't it? 50 years ago it was the television, and that brought the outside world right into our own living room with all of its details. They're powerful, but not as powerful as that great message that we hear today, Christ is risen. For that message tells us that Christ has won the victory for us over sin, death, and the devil. And the results are, friend, that Christ can come to live in our hearts and we will never be the same again. Just take a look at that story. Here it is, three women going out to the tomb. And they were wondering as they went along the way, how are we going to get rid of that stone? But as they got there, the young man confronted them and said, look, stone has been rolled away. You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene. He's not here. He has risen. And then he gave that powerful message. You go and tell his disciples and Peter, and they will rejoice. For he who had been crucified has been raised again. In my opinion, the very best commentary that has ever been written on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ comes from the inspired pen of St. Paul. It's the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And I know that Paul would have said, the most important event in my life is that Jesus Christ has been raised. For it took me, an enemy of the church, an enemy of Christ, and made me his most devoted follower. Listen to what he writes in 1 Corinthians 15. I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of Christ. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. You recall Paul, he was known as Saul of Tarsus in those days. He was a man who must have been filled with all kind of hatred. He hated Christ. He wanted to get rid of that word. And so he was a part of that crowd who was killing the Christians as rapidly as they could get a hold of them. You can read of one of those events in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where St. Paul is standing there. He's not St. Paul at that time, he's Saul of Tarsus. He's standing there watching the people as they threw stones at Stephen, and finally this young man died. Not long after that, Paul was on his way to Damascus, and Jesus Christ brought him to his knees and cried out, Paul, I want you. That was a conversion of St. Paul. And he went on to grow up, and Jesus Christ molded that life until he became the greatest of all the apostles. An enemy became an apostle who worked harder than all the rest. That's the power of the Easter gospel message. We don't get it just by reading the account. We get it by knowing and meeting Christ face to face. For there we experience his grace, and there we know that he can grant us forgiveness, and there we can become brand new people. If Jesus Christ lives in your life, it is different than if he did not live there. For the last few months, I have been serving on Sunday morning a church in our area whose pastor is very ill. Now, the congregation has taken this very hard. They love him because he has done so much for them as their shepherd. And now the prognosis is not always the best. And they're praying. But with all of the depression and sorrow that can be found among that group of people, when I go in there on a Sunday morning, there's a smile on their face, and there's joy in their heart, and they talk freely about what Christ is able to do. They know him. Many of them know him as the living Lord. A man came up to me a couple of weeks ago with some pictures, snapshots, and he said, "Look, this is what our church is involved in another part of the world, missionary work. We're trying to get the message of God's word out. And what a privilege it is for us to be able to do it." Yeah, they had faced their hard problems. The strength was not within their own being. But they knew that that resurrected Lord was there. Christ is alive, and he lives in them. Take time, people, to tell someone today how the risen Christ has changed your life. And if you say, "I'm not sure what you are talking about is true," obviously Jesus Christ does not live in you. I would urge you, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to make an effort to find out how Christ Jesus can change your life today. And if you will do that, this Easter will be one that you will never forget. The living Lord Jesus is alive. And Paul goes on to say that he is the most important person in the town where you and I live. Let me read you some more verses from the pen of that apostle. And these appear a little bit negative. But just imagine it as we put it into the positive, what effect that voice of Jesus Christ has had where you live. "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." In other words, if Jesus Christ has been raised, those churches that you and I have in our towns are really not of any great effect. More than that, they are found to be bearing false witness about God. For if Jesus Christ has not been raised, then what? If he has not been raised, then we are in our sins. We're still in our sins. And then those who also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. Paul tried to envision what it would be like to live in a society where Jesus Christ had not come with the impact of the gospel. Just think of it. He has taught us that we can be forgiven, that we can throw our guilt on him. He has taught us how to forgive. That is the message of Easter, friend. That resurrected Lord who lives in our hearts. And after he said, if this had not happened, then it would be this way. But then he turns around and he says, "But Christ indeed has been raised. And as a result of that, there is the resurrection. There is the promise of the forgiveness of sins. There is the assurance of that church with its message is the most vital place in any community." No, you and I wouldn't like it very well, would we? There are a lot of influential groups in our communities. I think of the public school and all that they have done through the years to make our communities great places in which to live. They have taken our children and they have taught them how to read. They have taught them the other things in education until some of them have gone off to become great scholars. That's the public education that we have, and thank God for it. We think, for example, of the business and the industries that we have, and they have brought great blessings to our community. They have provided jobs for us. We were able to put not only food on the table and the other necessities of life, but we have enjoyed some of the luxuries that we could have. We thank God for all of these material blessings that have come our way. But when we really seriously think, what is the most important voice? What is the most important influence in your community? And it has to be the voice of Jesus Christ and the message that in him there is forgiveness and the promise that in him we are his forever. It is Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, who has taught us the value of the human being. You know, without the Christian message, life can become very, very cheap. But when Jesus Christ lives, then that message comes to us how important the individual is. Stop and look in your town. Where I live, there are two great hospitals. Both of them have come about because of the church. In our town, we now have a new building called the Hospice Unit. Many of you are acquainted with this great movement where they take people who are terminally ill, and in the last days or weeks, they take them and care for them. This is hospice. Where did it get its start? I know that in our community, there was a little lady who said we have to have a hospice. She started the organization, and now we have that beautiful building. Ironically, it was that lady who died first in our hospice. But they cared for the individual, for the individual was important to them. What about the young girl who comes and says, I'm pregnant? What about her? Who has cared for her? I had one not long ago. And I said to her, your life can be made over in Jesus Christ, and we'll help you. And I was able to bring her to a society that would care for her and love and see what was the best way for her to go in her life. That is a promise that comes to us from Easter. It is Easter, my friend, that really tells us the story of how much God loves us and has won the victory for us over sin, death, and the devil. And that's the doxology that Paul ends that 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians with when he cries out, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. The victory over death. Marvelous, friend. Do you realize what it is? The victory over death. 44 years ago, there was a family who came to our community. Their father had died. And they came to ask if I would bury him. And I did. And later on, that family joined our church. There was a mother, two sons and a daughter, none of them married. They joined our church, and 9 years after that, the mother died. 25 years later, one of the sons died. This year, the daughter died. And 18 days after her death, the last brother died. I saw him after they had laid his sister to rest. And he said, you know, there's nothing for me to live for anymore. And so he died. He had gone home to be with the Lord. That marvelous, marvelous message that Christ has conquered sin, death, and the devil. And because of that, all is well. Easter is history's most important event. You may question this statement. St. Paul did. But then Christ came into his life, and there was no question. And there'll be no question in yours either if Jesus Christ lives there. Come all the new inventions, good and bad. Come all the new discoveries that enrich our lives. But it is still true that Easter, my friend, is still the greatest event that history has ever recorded. Amen.
Christ is
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, we pray that you who are the resurrected Lord will live in our hearts and our minds. Thank you for coming to be our Savior. Thank you for forgiving us our sins. And thank you for winning the victory over our enemy, Satan. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We have designated April as Letter Month. We encourage each listener to write or call our office and tell us what station he or she listens to. Please include some information about yourself. We would like to know more about each member of our listening family. As a thank you, Christian Crusaders will send all listeners who respond a booklet of biblical passages titled God's Promises to You. This gift booklet offers words of comfort and encouragement. Please write this week to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613, or call our toll-free number 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484, Monday through Friday. You may leave a message for us at any time. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray mailing and production costs. Once more, our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. And again, our toll-free phone number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, simply dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.